There's other Michigan news coming our way in a University of Michigan study addressing links between poverty, housing, water access, and affordability in Detroit. And our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, takes a deep dive.
Paul, a new University of Michigan study has found that in some Detroit neighborhoods, up to 10% of the homes lack complete access to water. That means they may not have hot or cold running water, a bathtub, shower, or a sink with a faucet that works. The same study concluded that 10% of the population in Detroit is triple burdened with high rates of poverty, house costs, and incomplete plumbing. Sarah Hughes is a professor at U of M and the lead author of the study.
In terms of how many lack, you know, this complete access to water, the census estimate is that it's about 11,000 households in Detroit that lack access to complete access to running water.
So having access to water through sinks, showers, and toilets that work has a direct impact on the community. Not having access to water can impede employment, educational opportunities, and there's also an impact on health. The study also found that nearly half of the city's residents pay more than 3% of their income for water. Water consumption per capita is a lot lower than the national average, yet Detroit residents still have higher costs. Sarah Hugh points to the Great Lakes Water Authority unique residential assistance program. It helps low-income residents with plumbing repairs. It's a step in the right direction, she says. She says we all know how plumbing repairs can put a strain on a family budget.
And when we have a city, you know, with residents that are, you know, below the poverty line, facing multiple demands on their income, it might not be the top priority to fix the faucet or replace the toilet. And it can be easy to let those things slide and not realize maybe how it's affecting your water bill.
The water, the total number of homes that the program assisted in 2019 was just over 2,000, which is about half of the total number of households that lack complete plumbing in the city. So the program needs to be expanded. Hughes says greater awareness of the problem of water access in certain neighborhoods, critical, she says, to helping solve that problem. Paul W.
You know, we've just gone through what they were helping with the Rocket Mortgage Classic, and Dan Gilbert and his family of companies have been helping help people keep their homes so they don't get taken away for tax reasons and such, helping people hold on to their homes. And we've been dealing with the digital divide, the fact that so many people in the city of Detroit don't have access to computers and the technology that now most of us take for granted. And now you're telling me, Marie, through this study, water isn't available to many of our residents in Detroit. Water. Talk about something that we take for granted. This is big and sad news.
And it's not, you know, it's not like the water to the home has been turned off because someone's not paying the bill. The problem in this case that this University of Michigan study found through Sarah Hughes is that there you can't get the water through the sink. Maybe the faucet is broken or the toilet runs, so they turn it off. Or a shower doesn't work so that people aren't able to take showers. So it's that kind of problem with access to water that can really impede a family's ability to break through poverty.
You know what else? I haven't read the whole study. I know that you have taken a deep dive for us as our WJR senior news analyst, but I did see that the majority of Detroit residents' homes were built before 1950. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that comes to my mind is the lead paint in these homes. And as much as we made of the lead in Flint's water, when little kids are chewing on wood and lead paint in a home, it's just as bad or even worse in terms of the amount of lead they're getting into their system, which should be zero, but they're getting it. And so when we look at this situation and the shortage of water the way we use it, like hot water, not having it, can you imagine? And all of these different things that we've been talking about in this University of Michigan study has found, this access to clean and affordable water in Detroit that U of M researchers, as you pointed out, Marie, found out that about 10% of the city's population is triple burdened, meaning those residents face higher than average rates of poverty, housing cost burden, and incomplete plumbing. Add to that, being built before, well, in before 1950, and the lead that was still used in paint and other areas, we have a long way to go to try to help our neighbors.
Right. As you look at the resurgence within the city of Detroit and really the region, this is a component. This is a part of that issue that has to be addressed, it looks like, in order for everyone to move forward.
And by the way, in that study, we have some quotes of information for the programs like the Great Lakes Water Authority's Water Residential Assistance Program to assist customers in low-income areas with water bills and reduction of water consumption, offering conservation audits to households exceeding 120% of the city's average water consumption, with a cap of $1,500 in repairs and maintenance costs. I bring the Great Lakes Water Authority up because the head of the Great Lakes Water Authority making news today with plans to step down following weeks of severe flooding that damaged homes and roadways in Metro Detroit and prompted very appropriate public outrage over the region's infrastructure. So here we are talking about people who can't get water, and a big problem in our city in the last several weeks is many of us got too much water. Kind of odd, isn't it?
Absolutely. And again, just one of those problems that is only going to get worse, obviously, as this that problem's not going to go away unless we address the infrastructure issues within the area.
And before COVID took all of our attention, we talked about infrastructure and we talked about making this region an attractive place for businesses to come and open new businesses or attract people to come and work here. And all of this matters. And so it's good that you're pointing it out and that we are bringing it up and we're talking about the links between poverty, housing, water access, and affordability in Detroit. Thank you, Marie.
You're welcome, Paul W.
Our WJR senior news analyst, Marie Osborne, on this Wednesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR, live from Michigan Medicine in Ann Arbor.